Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
After Dave Canales watched the film, and it just same as anyone watching the game, the offense was not working. Bryce Young was simply not playing well enough. And, you know, we have spent a lot of time, we're going to spend a lot of time talking about Bryce Young and the benching and what it means for his future. So much of what Dave Canales, the head coach, needs to do is not just what gives my team the best chance to win, but also what are all the other guys in the locker room who are doing their jobs and trying to play through this too? What do they think? So what happened was Dave Canales watched the film, came to the realization that Bryce Young needed to be sat down, that Andy Dalton, the 36-year-old veteran with plenty of starts under his belt, gave the team a better chance to win.
Hour two, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We'll get to Tier Tuesday coming up 15 minutes from now. Misleading. Some thoughts from the Greg Hill Show today. Wiggy very adamant about Bill Belichick and the Manning cast. We'll get to that coming up. Bryce Young benched. We talked about this late in the show, I think in Grab Bag yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So really at the tail end of the show, the news came out. Bryce Young, the number one overall pick a year ago by the Carolina Panthers, who moved up in the draft.
Oh, they traded a lot.
Traded away a ton. The main particulars, but just know there's more to it. They traded away what eventually became the future number one pick, Caleb Williams, and DJ Moore. They could have held on to DJ Moore and had their pick of the litter at quarterback, Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, even Drake May in this year's draft if they just held off for a year. But they moved up the board. They took Bryce Young.
Two first, two seconds, and DJ Moore.
Yeah. So, like, I mean, there was a crap load in that trade. Yeah. And I don't know what all those other picks became. I think one of them is an offensive line that
Darnell
I don't know that
Wright,
I'd be,
Tyree
I don't know
that
I'd be crowing about their
yeah.
offensive line if I'm the Bears watching Caleb Williams get the crap kicked out of him.
They also get a second round pick next year, which will probably be 33 overall.
Yeah. Well, good point.
You know what
yeah,
I mean? It's going to be like the right. best second round pick.
It's basically another first yeah. round pick. And so he's benched, and you can jump in on here on Jones and Keefe, 617-779-7937. I'll give you the numbers quick, Keefe. Through 2 years.
How do you do? Tell me.
Let me tell you quickly. Not very good.
How do you play?
Actually, let me pull this up on it. I want to get his wins and losses here. I only have his raw numbers in front of me.
You got it.
Ready? He is in his career 2-16.
All right, so a couple wins.
Not great, Bob.
No, but a couple wins under his belt.
2-14 a year ago.
So two teams lost to Bryce Young. You can look at it that way.
Correct. That's a good point.
He's got two dubs.
He's 0-2 this year, so that adds up to 2-16.
Right.
59% of his passes he's completed.
That's low.
In 18 games, he's at 3,100 yards. 11 touchdowns.
Oh, how? Okay.
13 picks.
No.
That's a quarterback rating of 33.4 QBR. I'm sorry.
QBR. I was gonna say geez.
Quarterback rating 71.
Got it.
Is he the worst first round pick of all time?
First
overall pick.
The number one overall pick. He very well could be. I was shocked by this news. I really was, because this is a terrible team. And I get what Ian Rapoport's saying. He's like, you got a new coach in there, and at some point, if the rest of the teammates have given up on the guy, like, you're kind of doing a disservice to everybody.
And so I think that's what's happening. And you have Deontay Johnson on that team who was squawking about it every week in Pittsburgh last year.
But it's just like you not only took him number one, but to your point, traded all that stuff to take him number one, and it's two games into year two.
Right.
And last year was so bad, but you blamed the coach and you fired the coach. So you have a new coach. This is the guy. He's on his rookie deal. You have him for three more years after this, and you're benching him. I was shocked because they're not supposed to be very good. So isn't all this year just trying to make sure Bryce Young is all right? And even if you suck this year, then so be it. Then you pull the plug. Then maybe you draft Quinn Ewers or you start over. You do like a Josh Rosen, Kyler Murray situation.
Yeah.
Maybe you do that. But you don't start Andy Dalton week three. But to answer your question, the only other one that really jumps out, and we're only talking number one picks.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
37937 said it. It's the first one that comes to my mind, too. Jamarcus Russell.
100%. So 2007, the Raiders draft Jamarcus Russell. Now, he ended up starting 25 games.
Uh-huh.
That's more than Bryce Young.
Yep.
And who knows? Bryce Young could come back at some point. But as of right now, if you're writing the book on Bryce Young, it's fewer starts. It is a better quarterback rating, barely. What did you say, 70 and change?
71.
He's 65.2. Now, 1 year, Jamarcus Russell went 5-10 and threw 13 touchdowns to 8 picks.
That's something.
It's better than Bryce Young.
Yeah, it's not good, but it's better than Bryce Young.
Then the following year, he went 2-7, then was out of the league. He had 3 touchdowns, 11 picks in that year. So his rookie year, he barely played, which is kind of shocking. Barely played as a rookie. Then started 15 games his second year, and then 9 games his third year, and then was out of the league.
Yeah, how come we don't hear about Jamarcus Russell when you bring along a quarterback slowly? Brady sat.
Yeah.
Mahomes
Russell,
sat.
What about Russell? Yeah. Russell sat.
So did Jamarcus Russell.
So real
Russell.
Quick, since 99, because I've just taken the quarterbacks, number one overall picks, so 25 drafts. Tim Couch.
So Couch, I just pulled up Couch's numbers. That's another
not
one
not great, but way better. He had 1 year, wasn't he not bad or no?
Yeah, so he did have a year where he was, I'm not going to say good, but
no.
the Browns were 7-9.
Yeah.
They had another year where they were 8-6. He went 17-21, touchdowns to picks, 18-18. He was 64-67 for his career.
All right, but you at least played, did he start 3 full seasons?
He started 5 years.
Okay, so
all in Cleveland.
But like light years better than Bryce Young.
And to your point, they didn't give up a haul to move up to go get him, and neither, I don't think the Raiders did for Russell either.
No. Yeah. Michael Vick in 01, David Carr in 02. So that'd be another guy we'd have
a bad one.
Take a look at. This is one of the ones that keeps getting brought up about you can get broken. Now, he did stay in the league for 10 years. He started just about every game for Houston, though, for 5 years. So he wasn't a great quarterback, but light years better than Bryce Young.
He was their quarterback.
Yeah,
he was their bad quarterback. Yeah.
Carson Palmer, Eli Manning, Alex Smith, Jamarcus Russell, who we already talked about, Matthew Stafford, Sam Bradford. He had some issues, but he was actually Offensive Rookie of the Year and really more injuries that slowed Bradford down. Cam Newton, Andrew Luck, Jameis Winston, Jared Goff, Baker Mayfield, Kyler Murray, Joe Burrow, Trevor Lawrence, Bryce Young, Caleb Williams. So it's him and Russell.
Since 99, it's him, Russell. Throw Couch on the short list if you want as
Carr,
well.
Right. Well, no, Carr actually was okay. I mean,
by the way, we're getting a lot of texts. 37937, Ryan Leaf. He was the number 2 overall pick.
Yeah, he was the number 2 pick.
We're talking purely the number 1 overall pick. Yeah.
Yeah. Especially because, you know, Ryan Leaf, classic bust. He's one of the faces of being a bust, but he was drafted after Peyton Manning. So the team, the Colts, made the right call. This is also an example of not only did they take Bryce Young, one, they directly took him over CJ Stroud.
Yeah.
So, disaster. Like, you can make a strong case he's the worst one ever. If you want to tell me Jamarcus Russell, fine. I'll take that one, too.
Yeah.
But in their 2 wins last year, they scored a combined 24 points.
There you go.
They won 15-13 over Houston in week 7.
So, he beat Stroud.
9-7 over Atlanta.
Stroud was hurt for a chunk of time last year. Was that one of the games Stroud missed?
Maybe.
Interesting. He beat Stroud,
but he beat Houston. Yeah,
Stroud played.
Wow.
So, he beat a division winner.
Tough. Makes you rethink C.J. Stroud.
Yeah, maybe not very good.
But the other problem is, you mentioned Stroud. Richardson had a horrible game last weekend, but like it looks like he's a better player than Bryce Young. At least he still has a job.
But also these guys that were bad early or got benched by their teams, a handful of them, they kind of just suck.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think it's a thrown in to the Wolves, because now you're getting into this, like thrown in or like, oh, they had a bad O-line or like they had this, that. It's like, all right, so when did they catch on somewhere else and get good?
Right.
Like other guys like Peyton Manning, we didn't even go back as far as him, but Peyton Manning had a really bad rookie year. That team probably wasn't ready for him, and then he ended up being one of the 10 greatest quarterbacks ever.
Yeah, so did the Panthers ruin him? And this, of course, ties into the Drake May discussion, and you can jump in here on Jones and Keefe, 617-779-7937. A lot of ways you can interact at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram. You can watch on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI or on YouTube. Subscribe to WEEI.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Did the Panthers ruin him? Or does he just suck? I think that's a good debate. I'd lean that he sucks. I don't see much out of him where I go, oh my gosh, that's off the charts skill set wise. You compared him to Kyler Murray size wise yesterday.
Size wise, but not
athletic. He doesn't move
wise.
The same way. Yeah. And so, yeah, he might just be bad. And is it a cautionary tale for Drake May? This is the thing you start to hear over and over and over again. The worst thing would be you play Drake May, he's not ready, you got to bench him, he's ruined, and now you have Bryce Young 2.0. Do you think that's in the range of outcomes with New England?
I do think one of the reasons why he's not playing is they want more around him. I've kind of been resigned to that fact. It's not what I would do, but I feel like they might be feel as justified with the Bryce Young news as they do watching Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels and my guy Bo Pix.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think those guys.
Bo Pix.
I think so. You see those guys not playing very well. And they're like, see, we got to give him a minute. Because the Bryce Young thing, too, like, Carolina might be the worst franchise in sports. And that's not even, like, hyperbole. Like, what's a worse franchise right now? And so, like, they might just, there's a chance they just break good players. But I was never sold on Bryce Young anyway. But it'll be curious to see, after Andy Dalton, whoever they bring in there, who's that, like, is that going to be the next, like, Cleveland ruined all these quarterbacks and the Jets ruined all these quarterbacks. Like, I feel like Carolina might be that.
So,
but it's also hard to say because I don't think Bryce Young's going to go somewhere else and be really good either.
No. Well, let's see with Dalton, too. I mean, if Carolina all of a sudden looks like a functional offense with Andy Dalton, and they did the one game he started last year, then that's more of an indictment on Young.
That's pretty clear.
And less on what they do and, quote-unquote, ruining a quarterback. So, look, the one thing I'll say about Drake May, from a physical standpoint, he's nothing like Bryce Young.
No.
Bryce Young had a lot working against him. Little, which I'm with you. I'm not anti the little quarterback. I am anti the little quarterback who's unathletic.
Yeah, you got to be like special in some other way.
And can't run. I mean, and can't throw, rather.
Yes.
Like, you know what I mean? Like that's a problem when you don't have any special attributes and you're tiny. Drake May has the arm. He has the athleticism. He has the size. Now, maybe he can't play, but he doesn't have some of the same physical limitations that Bryce Young has. And Bryce Young is another one of these Alabama quarterbacks. And they had a little bit of a comeback. Tua's been good with weapons in the NFL. I like Jalen Hurts, although Jalen Hurts wasn't a pure Alabama guy.
Yeah, I count him as an Oklahoma guy.
But like,
he really got nasty at Oklahoma.
But like Mac Jones had everything around him. It didn't translate. Same thing with this guy.
Yeah.
And so it's hard to project those. When you have the defense and the offensive line and the
everything.
Five-star wide receivers and Heisman winners.
And the best offensive coordinators in the world.
And then you come to the NFL and you don't have it.
Whoops.
Bryce Young looks like a different player.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.